"Where's Jake?" Jake lived next door to Marcus. He was a happy man, even though he had to use a wheelchair to get around. That didn't stop him from having fun. He wasn't old. He was in a wheelchair due to a car accident when he was a teenager, so he could no longer use his legs. He had a special truck with a little elevator on it, so he could get in and out by himself. Sometimes when Marcus went over to visit, Jake would say, "Want a lift, Marcus?" And Marcus would climb on the elevator while Jake pushed a lever to make it go up and down. "Hi, Jake." Marcus waved when he saw Jake coming down from his truck with his grocery bags. "Don't forget about tomorrow," replied Jake. Marcus had joined a little Tykes football team, and they were going to practice throwing and catching the football. "I won't," Marcus called. "I'll be over after I do my chores." "Time for lunch, Marcus," called his mom. "Then I'll take you over to Tommy's to play while I go shopping." After eating, Marcus went outside and rode his bike around the driveway as he waited for his mom. When he looked over at Jake's, he noticed that the truck door was still open and the lift was still on the ground, just like it was an hour ago. After a few more minutes of riding, he stopped. The sky was getting dark, and it looked like rain was coming. Marcus walked over to Jake's to let him know his truck door was open. He rang the doorbell, but Jake didn't answer. Marcus went to the back door and called through the screen. "Jake?" "Come in, Marcus," he called back. "I'm in the kitchen." "Oh, no," Marcus shouted when he saw Jake on the floor. "I'm okay, Marcus. I was lifting up this heavy box and it tipped my wheelchair over. I've been trying to get to my phone." Marcus ran to get his mom, and with her help, they got Jake back into his chair. "Wow, Marcus. Good thing you noticed my truck door was still open." "It just seemed like something wasn't right," said Marcus. "Thanks for being so attentive," said Jake. "It's great to have people like you around."